Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
You can call 1-888-FARMERS. That's 1-888-FARMERS to switch. And you could save big bucks, heck, an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's the annual nationwide savings, the average annual nationwide savings from surveys done from July to December 2020. It's a lot of money for a quick phone call. So go ahead and give Farmers a call.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, big show for you tonight. The next 3 hours, keep it locked with us. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Let me welcome in my partner. What up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, doing good. You know, got to talk a little baseball on television today. That was fun.
I heard. I saw your you let me know. I didn't get to see it. How'd it go?
It was good. I was on MLB Network with Brian Kenny. You remember Brian from ESPN?
Yep.
He's been over there for a while now. So I was on his show MLB Now, you know, I had to spar with him a little bit, Chris.
It was spirited because
you already know. Because you know Brian.
You like letting the druggies in there, into the hall.
You already know. You know, he's more of an analytics guy, you know, with all the numbers.
Oh,
so,
right.
So he
so
was
did
like.
Did he debate him on numbers?
Well, yeah, about the juice, of course, okay. PEDs. But he was asking me about how come I didn't vote for Billy Wagner and how come I didn't vote for Curt Schilling or whatever. So it was definitely a spirited debate. So it felt like
sure
we were doing a radio show.
I'm sure he roasted you on Shilling.
Not at all, man.
Just
I
like
crushed
I did
him.
Yesterday.
Crushed him. Absolutely. But it was fun.
Good.
And,
good.
It was good.
All right, we got Mike Jones, Rob, coming up at the bottom of the hour. USA Today Sports NFL columnist, host of the Football Jones podcast. He'll join us to talk about the NFL in about 28 minutes. We talked last night at the top of the show. Big game, and surprisingly, the Big Three Nets in their debut went down to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who are actually playing pretty good basketball now.
It was looking good. Remember, they where I had the lead. They had come back. Chris had taken the lead with about 20 seconds to go.
Yep.
But the Cavs forced a second overtime, and then they ran away with it. So
I think the Nets got worn out. You look at the minutes, 50 minutes for Harden.
We talked about it a little bit. Didn't we talk about the minutes?
Yep. Kyrie played like 48. You know, he just got back. So those dudes, I'm sure, were winded at the end. But we'll get into that. But I brought that up, Rod, because there's another big game tonight. The L.A. Lakers at the Milwaukee Bucks. This is going to be a lot of fun tonight, and we're going to get into that in the second hour of the show. So let's welcome in the iCouple crew. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos. We got super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates is my man, Brian Finley, member of Bruce R's Brigade.
You can have him. And don't forget, today, Chris Broussard is not only National Mentor Day.
How did I forget? I'm the one that told you.
I know. God knows. I didn't know. You know, for me, Mentor Day is every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's every
you do
day.
Mentor.
But anyway,
yes.
It is also a TV theme song Thursday. So don't forget,
wowzy,
we'll be playing
wowzy, woo, woo.
Please
your
favorite
things.
Please
don't come up with like a funky way of saying TV theme song Thursday.
TV theme
so
song
bad
Thursday.
That you do. Do that with Trash Talking Tuesday.
But
let's keep TV theme show Thursday, you know, as it is. Actually, it says, I just Googled it. It says October 27th is actually National Mentoring Day.
So why are you saying it was today?
Somebody told me it was today.
See?
I told you off the air. I didn't know you were going to go.
Give me bad information, making me look bad.
You just ran with it. You could have Googled it just like me.
No, I assume when Chris Broussard throws out.
January 7th is I Am a Mentor Day.
Oh,
so that's close. I don't know what this dude was talking about.
Today's the 20th of January.
I know.
21st.
Yeah, some guy told me this morning it was National Mentoring Day, but I didn't say it on national radio, you know.
Oh, okay. So. You know what? When Chris Broussard gives me some information, I'm assuming that it's legit.
Be careful.
Yeah, I know now. So the next time you come up with those stats about Tom Brady, I'm not buying any of them, all right?
All right, well, let's get into the show. Speaking of Tom Brady, we're not going there, but we are going to the NFL. And it's the coaching carousel. Six jobs opened when the season ended. And now five of them have been filled. The Houston Texans, the only one remaining. And Detroit hired Dan Campbell, Rob. He was the assistant head coach in New Orleans for the past, 5 years or so? And
he's a former Lion. He played for the Lions.
Yep. He sounded like a football player today.
Yeah, he did.
But his press conference in Detroit, his introductory press conference, is just got people going crazy. And here's why.
This team is going to take on the identity of this city. This city's been down, and it found a way to get up, all right? And so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you, and when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're they going to be the last one standing.
Oh, go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
It sounded like an episode of Hee Haw. What was that?
It actually sounded like some type of science fiction.
What was that? Chris, that's winning the press conference? People are going out. Did they go on Lions.com and order season tickets after hearing that? He sounded like a high school coach. It was embarrassing. What's his name? Dan Campbell? No soup for you. I mean, what was that, Chris? That was embarrassing. It was not what I wanted to hear. I worked in Detroit for 20 years, 2-0.
I know heard, you wish you could write it. Well, I guess you know can it. Dance bin, but man, I know you
would wish.
Into it.
Well, I mean, Chris, this was like, I remember Rod Marinelli when he came to town and, you know, the rah-rah, we're going to do this and you know, and talking all that football stuff and what we're going to pound the rock is what Rod said. Nobody, everybody can say, what does that mean? We're going to pound the rock. And then Marty Morningwick came in, him and Matt Millen, and they had motorcycles, and they were mad at the practice, and they got on their Harleys and drove off during a practice at training camp that they were disgusted by the practice. None of that stuff matters.
What was their record?
Yeah, exactly. And the Rod Marinelli pounding the rock, they went 0-16 under Rod Marinelli. And here comes Dan Campbell with some biting off kneecaps. What? I know Rex Ryan likes the toes, but what does this have to do with football?
Well, Rob, and here's the thing. You said he sounds like a high school coach. Even in high school, the players, if they heard their coach saying this, like when I played in high school, if we had heard our coach saying this, we would have been cracking up. That would have been jokes for days, obviously behind his back in the locker room. But that would have been jokes for the whole season. Heck, your whole high school career, you would have been laughing about that. And look, I like the old, you know this, Rob. I'm with the old school stuff. I'm with hard coaching. I think we have gotten too soft in a lot of ways as a society and in football and all that. So I don't mind that a hard-nosed guy, as some people have called him, a football guy. But this was just bizarre. I mean, eating off kneecaps. And here's what I got to say, Rob. It's the same thing I said about Joe Judge. You know, Joe Judge went, he didn't go as far as eating off body parts and stuff like that.
Right.
But he was, you know, taking the names off the back of the jerseys in practice and, you know, hard-nosed guys making players and coaches run laps when they made mistakes in practice. You know, that old school stuff. And here's what I said about him. And here's what I'm saying about Dan Campbell. You better win. You better win. Because if you don't, you're going to look like an idiot.
People no, this will is mock his tape.
You. Now you always gotta win, but when you come out and do things like this, it just amps up the pressure even more. Because now people are really watching you to see if that stuff works. Oh, you're different. You're old school. You're going back in the day.
And it's going to work. Here's the other thing. If you're a Lions fan, you got to say to yourself, okay, here's the Lions. Haven't had a lot of success picking coaches. Things haven't worked out. They've given a lot of guys their first opportunity. And then this is the introductory press conference. And then you start to do your research and find out more about them. And Dan Campbell, right, one of the few head coaches hired without offensive or defensive coordinator experience.
Yep. Never called plays.
Was hired more with his motivational kind of techniques and general philosophy, Chris, than leadership and X and O's, you know, like X's and O's. That's dangerous because it's nice. You could that rah-rah goes but so far. I remember the year the Lions went 0-16. And Roger Goodell came to Detroit, and there was a press conference. I can't remember. He was in town for something. And he spoke to the media. I was there, and I remember Roger Goodell, like, ranting and raving about Rod Marinelli. And his speech was so – I just spoke to Coach. His speech was so fire. He fired me up so much, I wanted to strap on a helmet. And the Lions went 0-16 that year. So you're right, Chris. It's about winning. And it ain't about biting off kneecaps and trying to paint a picture or make an identity for your team before you even suited up and you even got your squad and your roster together. Come on, man.
Matt Patricia had some of this in him, right?
Who's
practicing
that?
Matt Patricia.
Yes.
Wasn't he about practicing outside? And obviously you're going to practice
outside. Remember the players turned on him, Chris.
Right, Right. And it was the same, you know, remember him at press conferences with the reporter, you know, embarrassing reporters and stuff. Like, again, you act like that, you got to win. It's as simple as that. And here's the other thing, Rob, who's winning? With these young hotshot coaches that we like, Matt LaFleur, is he winning with motivational tactics or X's and O's?
X's and O's.
Now, granted, he's got Aaron Rodgers, so I'll give you that. But still, you can see a marked difference between them under LaFleur versus them under Mike McCarthy.
But
Sean McVay, when he went to the Rams, was it motivational speaking or X's and O's that got them to the Super Bowl?
It was about X's and O's and how, where we saw Jared Goff, Chris, under Jeff Fisher, right? He was a bust.
Yep.
And he turned that offense around. And what did he do? They had the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL and went to the Super Bowl. That's what we're talking about. So so trying to win the press conference or getting people fired, I get it. He's a football player. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to give the guy a chance. I'm not saying this is a flop and he ain't going to win. Yeah, that's not what we're saying.
Good. You're right. Right.
But this ain't the way.
Don't you feel like you better be now? Because now you're putting extra attention on yourself. Everybody is looking at this. And as you said, Rob, it may have even made people dig deeper into your – wow, he never called plays?
Right.
He's never been
in charge of a defense or an offense, Chris.
Oh, and how about this? And he got 6 years?
He got a six-year deal.
How?
Which is crazy.
I'm not hating on him. Good for him. But this dude could be tremendous or he could be horrible. 6 years? That doesn't make sense to me.
I'm surprised, too. This will be interesting to see. I don't know. Maybe fans like this, Chris. Maybe the listeners out there, they think it's cool to have a coach that sounds like a football player and fired up. Is that what gets you going if you're in Detroit? Do you run out and buy tickets?
To me, more like kind of what he was in New Orleans, like the assistant to the head coach. Or, you know, like one, you know, every staff. I remember high school, we had coaches like that, but they weren't the head coach.
Right.
You know, they were the players like that was, you know, the young assistant fresh out of college that everybody could relate to. And he was rah-rah like that. But this will be interesting. Like you said, we'll give him a chance. You know, we'll see what he can do. I actually would like to see the Lions be pretty good for once. But
don't hold your breath. Okay.
No, I'm not. Believe me. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Are the Lions setting themselves up for disaster with Dan Campbell? Do you like it? Love it? Hate it? What? 877-99 on Fox. We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, everybody knows that. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Was that a request?
That was not on the request list, but we always love it here on a TV theme song Thursday.
Yes. I did like that show a lot. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I actually used to always say that I enjoyed Will Smith better than Martin Lawrence. I thought Martin Lawrence overacted. I thought he was
so
like,
you like The Fresh Prince better than Martin, the show?
Yep.
I think he kind of overacted in Martin, but
do you know what I mean?
Martin,
maybe that was just
hilarious.
The character.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but I did really like Martin. But they were different. Like, the Fresh Prince seemed on a higher level.
Right, right. You know what I mean? What you call
Martin
was more slapstick and comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But both were really good, though. But I hear you on that. All right, we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call Farmers today and get yourself a quote that might save you buku bucks. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We were talking about Dan Campbell and his quotes about eating kneecaps. Did it get you hyped? Ready to play football? Do you think it's going to lead to big-time success in Detroit? Or was this a disaster that's going to lead to more and more disaster in Detroit?
All right, let's kick it off with Greg in Montana. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Greg?
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon to you. It's a balmy 30 degrees here in Montana today. Hey,
my goodness.
Me being a Bears fan, I love the fact that this guy's going to be coaching in Detroit for 6 years because we get to play him twice a year. The Bears can't be any happier than that.
What did you make of the press conference, Greg, though? I mean, were you like, what is this?
Well, I'm old school, but that's way too old school. I'm surprised. You know, if you lived in Detroit, Rob, you would have moved after hearing that press conference. You'd have moved out of the town.
I would have moved to Windsor, Canada. I would have gone over the border.
There's old school, and then there's just plain don't make no sense old school, and I think that's where he's coming from. We love you guys.
Thanks, Greg.
Right, thanks,
in Montana, appreciate it.
And this is a good chance. And I don't want to, you know.
No, we're not trashing
him. Put a damper on the guy, but I'm just saying he might not make 6 years. Yeah. Good chance.
Well,
that's
hard. We'll How many see. Coaches make 6 years,
right,
Chris?
Right.
Not most.
That's why you wonder why in the world. They could have gave him four.
Oh, you give him three with an option for four.
Right. That, right.
And then you know what? If you have success, you re-sign him.
I agree.
Albert in Bakersfield, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Albert?
Yeah, hey, no offense, Rob Parker, but, you know, it's not about you strapping on a helmet after you hear an opening press conference. The guy was just making a statement. He didn't say anything about wins, about making the playoffs, the Super Bowl. He was just making a statement to other teams that we're going to play the Lions, that they're going to go toe-to-toe with them.
No, he said he was going to bite their kneecaps off. Come on now. What is that?
Look,
don't
say. You're right about the intent, but why do you have to go that far? That just seemed bizarre.
What did that mean to you? We're going to bite your kneecap, and then when we fall back, we'll bite off another piece. What does that mean? Tell me what that has to do with football.
It means you're going to be in for a damn fight. Look, he got, I was a little graphic, okay, but I mean, it didn't really bother me as a football
right,
fan.
I get it. I get it. I said, he just better win. You just better win. That's all this is. Because if you don't, you're going to be a laughing stock. Now, you got to win anyway.
Right.
You could have been
also,
up there and said all the right things.
Just put stuff out there. What if they get steamrolled and give up 45 points the first three games? That's
right.
Your biting of the kneecap?
Right.
Why? Why do it, Chris? Just say what your philosophy is. We want to play good defense.
I like it. Right. I like the identity. Like you said,
right.
It's a tough, hard-nosed city. That's who we're going to be. But he just went a little too far.
If he would have said, it's going to be about defense. That's how you win
right.
a championship. And we're going to play defense.
You're going to knock us down. We're getting up. We're not
right.
backing
I'm
down.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Steve in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, Rob, man. Y'all just struck a nerve with me today, man. You know, I'm a Detroit-born kid. I went to, school at Ipsy, and I'm telling you, man, if you hear a coach talking like that, I don't care where you're from. For the brothers' point of view, especially these cats that's making money, I know they laughing. And they got to be like, they probably called their agent to say today and ask for a trade. I'm telling you, it's terrible, man. This is terrible. If a coach
it's comical.
Gets on a level like this, if he gets up there and starts saying he's biting kneecaps, somebody going to think that dude is doing lines in the back room or something. Because, hey, man, that's
didn't
crazy.
They have a coach in Detroit?
That's all I got to say.
They had a coach who went to Wendy's with no clothes on. He was looking for sour cream for his baked potato.
You know what, Rob? Now it's all beginning to make sense.
Hey, Jerome.
I just got your little joke.
Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Dan Campbell needs to put in concussion protocol, okay? There's no way in hell he'll be there in 6 years. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, I'm buying you dinner and drinks at your favorite restaurant in Charleston if he's there in 6 years, okay? There's no way.
Well, we know we're not getting that meal, but we're not getting that meal.
Hey, and the NFL, they need to quit playing with me. Then you know why they hired him. You know why. Go ahead and say it, Rob. Go ahead and say it.
What? A good old boy's
you
number?
You know why, Robert. Go, Rob Parker, take some truth to him and say why they're hiring these guys.
They certainly didn't need another white coach.
Right.
They got them all over the league. It's only 4% black, the head coaches. Think about that, Rob, 4%.
It's ridiculous.
Actually, it's 4%. Anyway, we're going to get into that. That's a good segue that the caller gave us because we got Mike Jones from USA Today. He's an NFL columnist for them. He will join us in just a few moments to talk about that and other stuff going on around the NFL. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We welcome in Mike Jones. Mike, how are you, brother?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good, man.
Great to have you on. And we led off our show just talking about Dan Campbell and his press conference today. What were your thoughts on it, number one? And then two, if you've been talking to people around the league about it, what was kind of the general reaction from the people you were in touch with?
I was watching it in disbelief because I'm like, Eric Bieniemy didn't interview well, and this guy supposedly did. And I'm like, okay, maybe, I'm just looking for something. And then I started getting text messages from brothers who work in the league on various levels, coaches, front office people, scouts. And they're all like, is this a joke? I mean, how can we not get consideration when – you got this guy standing up here talking about biting knees and getting punched in the like just unintelligent meathead talk. So it was definitely something that has been very troubling and disappointing and hurtful. I mean, just 5 minutes before I got on here with you guys, I got a text, and it was a link to the video, and brother said, "This really hurts."
I see it. And let's just put it on the table. There's only one job left, and it looks like Eric Bieniemy is going to be shut out, or is he going to get the Houston job?
We don't know yet. He interviewed along with a number of other guys within the last several days, but there's still it's early. I guess there hasn't been any indication. Right now, it doesn't look good for Eric for whatever reason. But at the same time, the Texans haven't made a move yet. We do know that they are desperate to try to figure out something with Deshaun Watson, and Bieniemy was a guy on his wish list. So I guess there's still time. But the other thing is, if you're Bieniemy and you see the soap opera that is the Houston Texans, and you know how hard it is, the short leash that we get, do you want to be a part of this type of organization with so much unrest and question.
But don't you think, I mean, like, he's been in a he's trying to get a head coaching job. I mean, ultimately, and I get it.
You got Deshaun Watson. Yeah.
You know, I get it, but I think that I don't think you could turn the job down if you really want to be a head coach and get an opportunity.
Mike, do you think that they would – I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead and answer Rob's question.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is like, it seems like, okay, you want a head coaching job and you've got Deshaun Watson to work with, but I don't know what you've got to get real concrete confirmation talking to Deshaun to know that he's not going to try to flex his way out of this thing. I mean, this is a franchise that got rid of Jadeveon Clowney, got rid of DeAndre Hopkins, let a character coach come in here and elevate himself up to the top executive.
They also made the playoffs 4 out of 6 years. I mean, I get it. And things aren't perfect there. But right. We could talk about that all over the league. Should everybody leave the Jaguars and the Lions and all these other bad organizations? I think it's overblown. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Houston done everything right. But imagine being in Detroit where they've won one playoff game since 1957. I mean, I just don't understand. At some point, maybe you can fix the problem. And if you're Eric Bieniemy and you can go to Houston and get them to the Super Bowl, people will realize what a coach you are. I don't know about turning down a job because it's not perfect. Most jobs aren't perfect. And most of the time when you get a new coach, you know what? That means that the team was bad. That's why you got a new coach.
Well, look, didn't Steve Wilks think that he could go in there and clean up things in Arizona?
Of course,
didn't
1 year is not fair. We know that's terrible. That's terrible.
But look about Vance Joseph there in Denver, you know? I mean, Anthony Lynn really had that team progressing down the stretch of this past season. And, I mean, what did he get, you know?
Mike, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to keep it real. Is there any feeling among black coaches, executives, even players in the league that, let's just keep it real, there's not that many white players on the field other than quarterback, and now you got a lot of black quarterbacks coming up. Is there a feeling that this is their place in the game as whites, coaching? Like they're not going to be on the field much anymore. So we're going to keep the – I mean, is there talk of that, like, because Rob, you brought it up the other day when Jimmy the Greek, you said, decades ago, said, well, if blacks start playing quarterback, there's not going to be anything for the white guys to do.
I'm telling you, we should get that tape.
Is this a part of that? Is there any talk of this being a part of that? I know it's not a fact, but that, this is a version of that.
Right. There is no concrete. There is no fact. But I have had people say the same thing to me. It's like, look, okay. They can hold on to this one thing. Are they afraid of giving over control? Because when they look around, we're continuing. If we get the opportunity, we continue to excel. And some people do think that. I don't know if it's that or if it's just good old boys wanting to take care of their guys. I mean, like, look in Detroit. Their team president was a former, teammate of Dan Campbell. So, he's going to, make sure, or somebody high up in their office, friend of his. So guys are always taking care of their buddies. Look at the networking that goes on. nobody really wants to look outside of the box. They're all looking. You see guys hiring their buddies' sons, guys hiring guys who hired them before at previous stops. It's a lot of back scratching going on, and nobody wants to look outside the box and consider a fresh approach. I mean, look at even Washington hiring, you know, bringing in Marty Herney because he worked with Ron Rivera. When Marty Herney had a losing record as a GM, never had back-to-back winning seasons, but they still brought him in because they're familiar with each other. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And the standard, when you put together a good body of work and you're not considered, it's very frustrating for black people.
Yeah, it's a tough thing, and I don't know how you fix it. I told you before, when the NFL brought in the cookie rebate and coupons and all that other stuff, that ain't going to change it. The only way it changes is if players have to fight against it and just say, we want opportunities when we're done playing, and we're not going to allow this to continue to happen. This has been bad, and to think that, you know, on the heels of what went on in 2020 and
right,
and
Black Lives Matter, I'm
serious. Like that there would be six openings and nobody black would get a job. Like that's mind-boggling to me.
It is, and it's frustrating too. And look, I know a lot of players who had conversations with their GMs, their team presidents, while they were playing, as they were getting ready to retire. They were given the impression that, okay, yeah, we're going to bring you along as a coach. We'll bring you along as a front office guy. Once they retired and hung them up, all of a sudden the thing changed. You know what? You probably need some experience on a lower level. Then we'll get back to you. You know, you can't trust anything. Even if you're a player and you try to demand that, look, we want to see a change, these owners, these team presidents, they just smile and nod and then do whatever they want to do.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's Mike Jones, USA Today NFL columnist. Great stuff, Mike. He's also the host of the Football Jones podcast. We appreciate it, man. Good stuff.
I got a Jones, but it ain't for football. I mean, I'm sorry. No.
Good Mike, talking to you guys. Thanks for having me.
Just blow that off, man. Just blow that off.
Thank
Don't
you.
Hold
sorry
that against
about
us.
That.
All right, Mike. Peace, brother. Rob, the big three went down last night in Cleveland. And guess what?
What?
LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love, they weren't in Cavs uniforms.
Oh, is
and
that right?
And they still went down. Kevin Love was over there acting like a cheerleader, like an ML car, but he wasn't playing. All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I've got no idea. Absolutely no idea.
Beverly Hills 9010201.
Wow.
What is that? What's the zip code?
You, if you knew that, and I know that was wildly popular show. But
Alex, what's
did
the
you
zip
used
code?
To watch that apparently?
90210.
90210.
You used to watch that apparently.
I will admit I've never seen the show.
Oh, I've seen bits and pieces. I mean,
I've never seen the show. Who was on that show, Alex?
A bunch of stars. I can't remember their names, but a bunch of stars.
Yeah, what? I know there was like a guy named Ian. I think it was like Zimberg, or
Alex,
I have no
stop
idea.
Stop acting like you don't.
You don't know
this
show.
I've never
you
watched
know.
It.
He knows all.
Rob
of them.
G watched it because he wanted to live in Beverly Hills, right, Rob?
Ian Ziering, was it Jason Priestley?
Luke Perry.
That name. Luke Perry.
Luke Perry. Yeah.
Luke Perry.
The girls that
the
were on it
were popped. They all. Most
Tori Spelling
them.
Was on there.
Yeah, yes. They went on the
pop. I know. I'm embarrassed that you guys don't know that. You claim to be pop culture mavens.
Beverly
you know,
Hills. How does that? I relate to that show?
You think I relate to Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
Yeah.
How?
I relate to that. No?
Hip hop. That's the draw.
Oh, geez.
You like hip hop?
You guys need to expand your horizons.
And
a little
I relate
bit.
To the Golden Girls.
I know.
She didn't even like that. I watched. Yeah, it wasn't about color. I don't know. I just didn't watch it.
It didn't move me. Yeah, it didn't move me at all. Know.
Racist. That's okay.
What? Stop. Oh, I love Cheers, Seinfeld, all that.
Right. Seinfeld.
Stop it. So stop.
Did you watch Dawson's Creek?
Happy Days.
What was that?
Dawson's Creek?
Dawson's Creek.
Gilmore Girls, none of that? The OC?
Racist.
Because I feel like that's right up your alley.
You do know that I stopped watching. I haven't watched, gotten into a sitcom in probably 30 years.
You know what, you know? Chris?
The
I hate to,
show
I hate to
was
admit
probably
it.
The last time. What?
You know what? The last show that I watched, like on a regular basis, I was married still, so that tells you how long ago it was. But it was Seinfeld. Where Thursday
that
nights,
might be the last.
That's the last
right.
show that I watched. Yep. Like Prime every Thursday time. Night yep. at 9 o'clock, I had to watch Seinfeld. And when did Seinfeld go off, Rob G? What year?
I do not recall, but I know that it was like the biggest single television episode ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a disappointment.
It was, because they made it too
long. But it was so hyped. Yeah.
It was just, it was too much.
It was going to be hard to live up to it. But yeah, that's probably the last sitcom I really watched regularly, you know, in live time.
Appointment television, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, anyway, we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS. That's 1-888-FARMERS. And you can save a whole lot of something on your auto insurance. That's money for those that don't know. Okay, Rob, the Nets last night. I'm not worried. I told you yesterday, I went to the Miami Heat Big Three's debut. They only scored 80 points. They lost.
They lost.
Remember,
right.
They started 9
said,
and 8.
Oh, look. Right.
Right.
Look at them.
They
oh, they're not going to get together.
Eight. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right.
But I will. And so I'm not worried or about them being the best team in the East and all that. But their defense, they got major improvements to make on that end of the floor. Major. And I know we talked about this about getting a stop. That's true. But you don't have to be a great defensive team. You can't be atrocious.
No. They can't play like
that. Cleveland was the worst offensive team in the league. They were missing Kevin Love. They were missing Darius Garland, who's their third leading scorer. Nice young player. And they made Colin Sexton look like Steph Curry. I mean, a few times it was contested, but they got so many open looks, and they gave up 147 points to the worst offensive in the league. So they're going to have to get it together on that end of the floor. They still got three roster spots, Rob, including, and they have the disabled player exception. So they can go out and add players. You know, guys will get cut later in the year and some veterans looking to win a ring. So they can improve on that end of the floor, but they better because the offense, it wasn't great offense, but their three guys got their numbers, right?
Right.
Kyrie had like 38. Durant had, I got the box score right here. Kyrie had 37. Durant had 38. And Harden had a triple-double.
Right, and he didn't even shoot well, Chris, if you look at it, right? He didn't even shoot well.
He was 6-for-14.
Right. So yes, I agree. Obviously, that's something that needs to come together. And there are nights like that in the NBA where guys shoot the ball and Cleveland beat them. And there was at one point we were doing a show, and I think it was the first overtime, Chris, they had come back and they were leading by 3 with 20 seconds to go, and they gave it up. It looked like they were going to win, and we were surprised, remember, because they were down.
Right, because they were down
most of the game.
Yep.
So, yeah, they got to play better. They got to get their defense together. They got 50 games to work on it. It ain't about beating somebody or beating a group like that one game. It's about winning a series. And that's what it comes down to. So you guys can make all the jokes you want and say it won't work after one game or whatever. I just think that you're going to be wrong.
Yeah, and also, Rob, and I don't think you got them, I think, winning the whole thing. I got the Lakers beating them in the finals. But part of me, like the East is, there's all the teams got issues in the East. You know, Milwaukee, we know their issues, and I don't think they have a go-to guy. Philly, is it Joel Embiid? He's looking good, but he's your go-to guy. And then Boston's very young and just not as good. So, all right, keep it locked. 2 hours left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.